Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart with the message that I've entitled Passing and Surpassing. In Romans chapter 8, verse 18, I've interpreted it this way. I consider that the things I suffer in this old sin-sick world are not worthy of a passing concern when I compare them with the surpassing glory just waiting for us who know Him. Two words stand out in my mind when I read that verse. Passing and surpassing. The things that we spend most of our time or much of our time worrying about, laboring over, are things that are going to pass away. The things that we need to consider and spend more of our time upon are the things that are surpassing the things of this world, the things that will last for eternity. Consistently, I need to ask myself, and I try to ask myself as often as possible, what am I doing that will last when I am with the Lord? Am I laying up treasures in heaven? Am I leaving a legacy for those who will follow after me? Will they recall the Jesus that I knew on an intimate basis? Not just some hopeful thing, but the reality that I know Him who loved me and them so much that He died for the sins that we had committed ourselves. It just almost defies understanding to think that the God who created all things loved each of us, the most desperate sinner among us, enough that He would die for us. The Jesus who hung on that cross looked down upon those who were nailing the dreaded spikes into His hands and thrusting that painful, thorn-filled crown on His head, and the blood that flowed down, probably taking away much of His vision. But He saw things that they could not see. He saw the love that He had for the very ones who were crucifying Him. There was one man who was in the company assigned to crucify this man, who I'm not sure if it was really a heartfelt thing or whether it was just a passing comment. I like to think that it was something that transported him from the things of this world to the things of eternity, when he said, truly this man was the Son of God. It is up to us who pass from those things that seem to be all put together to those things that are surpassing all understanding. They surpass the things of this world, and they reveal to us the glory that is waiting for us who know Him. And the question is, do you know Him? Have you personally met Him? It's not a matter of knowing about Him. There are those who have studied Scripture for the sake of studying, but have not entered into a knowledge of Him. There are others who, as they have opened up the pages of Scripture or heard the Word of God proclaimed to them, recognized they needed this Savior in their life. And they prayed and said, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Remember the thief that was on the cross next to Jesus. He entered into eternal life with just the words that were so simple, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom." He recognized in that moment, as his life was ebbing away from him, this truly was the Son of God who was crucified next to him. And he wanted to know him. And he came to know him. The assurance we have were from the words that Jesus spoke, "Today you will be with me in paradise." I will be anxious to speak with that thief who heard those words that day as he was being crucified next to Jesus. I want to surpass just the things of this world and know the eternal glory that is waiting for us who accept him and walk with him. Heavenly Father, as we walk with you this day, I pray that your Spirit might be with us. Reveal to us, Lord, the things that you want us to be and the things you want us to do. Let the power and the Spirit of Jesus be upon us. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
Thank you for listening to Pastor Cecil's devotional today. If you wish to subscribe to his daily devotional emails, or read his devotional online, or hear him read the scripture for the day, please go to dailydevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.